800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
As we kick off hour number one of this, the Monday edition of the show, here for 3 hours tonight, as we are 6 nights a week. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, loaded with stuff to talk about tonight. Hopefully we can get to an email or two, as well as coming up, we've got some interesting statistics about Iraq, big government George Bush, maglev perverts, New Jersey.
Maglev perverts?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
New Jersey is going to rock the world by possibly removing one of their laws. We will tell you all about that coming up as well. A 16-year-old wannabe, a dildo bust has gone down in India. Puerto Rico's government has shut down. Chalkers are in trouble, and the bomb squads are out there keeping us safe. We'll give you the details on some of that. I don't know how much we'll get to. If you want to request one of those, you can dial in 800-259-9231. And in fact, it's so good tonight, I'm not even sure where to start. I'm thinking maybe the maglev thing. Well, what's this all about, man? Which
China has managed to actually make their maglev train work. China has successfully tested and locally made magnetic levitation train. The first time the country has achieved the feat without using foreign technology, state media reports said. 20-ton test maglev train ran steady Sunday on a 1,400-foot experimental line in the provincial capital of Chengdu.
Oh, man. See, the thing is, China, aside from a 1,400-foot piece of track in China, Superman the Ride at Six Flags is the only other successful usage of maglev that I've ever seen, and it makes me sad, because maglev trains have been proposed since
I was in elementary
school.
Yeah,
I was going to say, for at least 20 years, and I remember reading about it when I was like 5 years old, and just like, maglev, that's so cool, when are we going to get one?
It sounds like a neat idea. As I understand it, it makes it so there's no touching of the train to the track, is that correct?
Right, the train actually floats on a field of magnetism, magnetic current field thing.
Right.
I'm science guy.
Electromagnetic field.
Yes, and it shoots the train along at high speeds with no turbulence.
Right.
And Florida was
no resistance.
And no resistance. Well, Florida was supposed to get one. That was originally talked about 20 years ago. I remember reading about it. The maglev train, the big one that was proposed, was supposed to go from Orlando to Miami.
Because that's where everybody wants to go.
And 20 years later, there's nothing. I want to know when we're ever going to see maglev trains.
Well,
and I'm pretty sure it's never.
Well, now what happened in Florida was it went on the ballot. Somebody...
Well, that was the bullet train that went on the ballot.
That wasn't supposed to be maglev? I thought it was supposed to be maglev.
I think that they hoped for a maglev. I'm not sure that was part of the...
And even so, the bullet train, whether it was maglev or not, the one that went on the ballot, that was still 15 years after I'd originally read about it coming into play in Florida, you know?
Well, I mean, trains are sort of... old school technology. I mean, I understand maglev would be a new idea for trains, but really, I mean, is there a large demand for train riding in America?
I can't imagine that people want to go from one city to the next and not have a car to drive around when they get there.
Well, then why would you fly anywhere?
I don't know. Well, why would you, if you could fly, why would you take the maglev train?
Because it
would take forever to have the customs agents and the TSA, you know, get you into the train because you could blow it up.
That's true. You could blow up the maglev, but
well,
I don't know.
That's what the TSA has to be there for anyway, because it doesn't. There's nobody's ever going to fly another jumbo jet into a building in America. Nobody's going to be able to hijack a plane to do that. Flight 93, United 93, that's the movie that's out, is pretty much proof positive that Americans aren't going to take that crap. You're certainly not going to do it with box cutters.
Now, it certainly would be possible that if there was this brand new maglev technology, it could really excite people and get them to come out and start riding trains again. I mean, if it was that cool, if it was that new, it was that exciting, I could see people turning out to try it out to see what it was like. I think the reason why you're not seeing it happen is simply because the government is... Well, the organization that handles most transportation needs in this country. I mean, they're the ones that build the roads. They're the ones that operate Amtrak. I mean, are there any other...
They let us on airplanes.
Is there another...
They own most, they own most airports.
Just focusing on trains. I don't know. Maybe there is. Is there any other passenger service besides Amtrak in America?
Well, besides Amtrak, I don't know.
There has to be. There might be.
Certainly there are metro rails.
You mean local area?
Right.
But as far as cross-country passenger train service.
I would assume that Amtrak is the only one. It's the only one I've heard of.
I mean, if the marketplace decided that bringing maglev to America was a good idea, they would probably do it. If they had, I guess, more of a free market to operate in, and from what I can tell, that's just not present. I mean, the government dominates the roads. The government seems to dominate train tracks. I know there's probably, I think there's probably old government programs that regulate train tracks from back in the 1800s.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it can't be easy to break into the marketplace with all that regulation. That's, you know, and then when you turn it over to the government, like we did here in Florida, to create this, what was it called, the super rail? What was it?
Bullet train.
Yeah, the high-speed train is all that was specified.
Right. Well, even though we turned it over to the government, and we said, okay, we want this for Florida, which we didn't want it. We didn't vote yes for that, but 70% of Floridians did. And so then they created a task force that spent 2 years trying to figure something out about the train. They didn't get anywhere. So somebody put a rescission on the next ballot, basically saying, okay, we've changed our mind about this train thing, and then 70% of the people voted for that. So they had 3 years to figure something out, and they couldn't even come up with an idea.
Well, the reason for that taking place is something I figured out living in Florida, and for people who watch the news and pay attention to state elections, people in Florida just push yes. That's what it is. They always push yes. It was on the ballot, do you want to add it to the state constitution that the governor has to earmark money for a high-speed train?
Yes.
3 years later, do you want it removed from the Constitution that the governor doesn't have to have a high-speed train?
Yes.
The exact same people.
Yeah. It's always a 70-30 ratio.
70% always push yes, 30% always push no.
That would be me. I'm in the 30%. No. Whatever it is that you people are proposing, no.
Which means you voted to keep the money for the high-speed train.
No.
You probably voted yes.
Actually, I didn't vote in that election.
Good point. So that's my answer. That's why it is that none of this is happening. It's a cool-sounding technology, but nobody's doing anything with it because they must feel like they can't make money off of it.
I guess. It just makes me sad because it's always been something that's appealed to me, and it's something I would like to see happen, and it never will. And I cry at night.
Now, wait a minute. You might be able to get a little bit of it.
I'll move to China.
No, I was going to suggest maybe you could get a little personal rail set. You could put it around your apartment. Don't you think they would have a maglev
model train? I don't know if those are around or not.
It would certainly be more cost effective.
A model train that goes 90 miles an hour inside your apartment. That'd be so good. Be like, oh, what's this? My model train.
Well, you can't get the slight curve needed to be able to turn it around, so really you can just, like, run it straight to shoot through the wall.
It would have to be just like the Superman ride. I don't know if you've ever seen this ride, but it's a maglev track that's a straight stretch of track on the ground, and then it gets off the end of the maglev, and then it's just being carried by its own momentum straight up a wall into the air, and then it just falls back down backwards.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But you're going...
It's not on a track as it...
No, it goes up it goes up the track. No, it's not on the track. The car just shoots straight into the air, and you're on your own, buddy. That'd be great.
It's the idea that you're being carried by Superman?
No, it's just that you're... You're able to see what it feels like to fly.
Ah. Leap a tall building.
Uncle Targo, will you shoot the train through the wall again? Man, how much would I have to spend in spackle to keep my...
Boom, spackle's cheap.
Yeah, I know, but if I keep playing with the train, it's not going to stay very cheap.
Well, it'll stay cheap. It's the train that you're going
to have to run at full speed. I mean, like, you couldn't get 90 miles an hour out of a little train like that.
You could if it was maglev.
I guess you could.
You could.
No resistance.
Hey, the transportation stories aren't over here tonight. New Jersey, they are going to revolutionize the state by removing one simple law.
No more cars.
We'll tell you about it coming up. 800-259-9231. Your comments on whatever you want to talk about. This is your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find archives there, literally months worth of the show. In fact, about a year's worth, over a year's worth, totally free right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fees. FreeTalkLive.com. Go and get them. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, we move from the maglev to another transportation issue, a burning transportation issue.
Aha, because it's about fuel.
A burning issue. Gas. I get it. You're a laugh a minute. All right, Trenton, New Jersey.
Laugh it up, Torgo.
Laugh it up.
It's a combustible issue.
Oh, man, this is a neat story. A key New Jersey state lawmaker is casting doubt on Governor John Corzine's proposal to end the state's prohibition on self-serve gasoline.
New Jersey has a prohibition on self-serve gasoline.
You didn't know that?
Apparently
I
so.
I
learned that from reading the first paragraph of this article.
I learned it when I was actually in New Jersey and discovered that there was no such thing as a self-service pump. As I got out of the vehicle to start to serve the gas myself, dude comes running out of the service station saying, "Whoa, that's illegal. You can't do that." I said, "Are you serious?" I said, "Look around. Do you see any self-service signs?" Nope. It was all for full service.
Now, the question is, when he says that's illegal, if you pump your own gas, who gets in trouble, you or the gas station?
That is a good question. I don't know the answer. If you do, 1-800-259-9231.
Let's see. Lifting the ban was part of Governor Corzine's plan to help battle rising gas prices. Because if you've got full-service pumps, you've got people you've got to pay.
You've got to pay the jockey.
Right, exactly. And that's figured into the cost of gas.
Sure it is. That's why full-service costs more than self if you happen to see those at a station still.
Right. There's a station here in town that has both. And
both?
Has both.
I know one that has full, but I don't know one that has both offhand.
Yeah, it has both. I pulled up to the full-service pump by mistake one day, and
I did the same thing.
Then I'm like, out. $5.89 a gallon. Okay. Well, thanks. So, let's see.
$5.89 a gallon. It better be full-service.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. It was some ridiculous number. Something a lot more than what standard.
They check your oil and wipe your windows down. It doesn't really seem like it's worth much to me.
No, they better be giving me some companionship for that amount
thinking.
Of money. Yeah. Let's see. Only New Jersey and Oregon require full-service gas pumping. So there are two states in the country that require full-service gas pumping. Oregon doesn't count because Oregon is strange anyway.
Well, we'd read something about this before, and I don't know if they address it in this article, but the alleged reasons for having full service is supposedly a safety thing, right? Like the gas jockey's going to know how to be safer with the gas pump than the average person is.
Yeah, that's what it says here.
There's all kinds of self-service accidents all over America.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes kids have gas fights. You know, they'll walk up to the pumps and they'll turn them on and just spray gasoline everywhere and then light firecrackers.
I suppose that there's probably a certain amount of gas dropped by, you know, dripped on the ground.
But those are paid for by the clients.
Well, but it's bad for the environment.
Well, once it seeps through the 9 inches of concrete.
Yeah, which probably isn't real good for the environment either.
Wait, gasoline, just a little bit of a gas leak is bad for the environment? It's just evaporates.
Well, gas leak, absolutely. If there were a steady leak in one of the holding tanks, that would be a bad thing.
That'd probably be bad. But a little bit of gas on the ground, it's just going to evaporate. It's not going to do anything.
Well, it's probably going to kill some grass.
In the concrete?
Concrete grass.
Now, again, maybe if someone were taking the gas nozzle and they were trying to get it in their gas tank and kept slipping and shooting it into the median and, you know, whatever that's called.
I have no idea.
The grass, the shoulder on the road, okay. Whatever it's called.
There's a median on roads.
Right, but that would be a whole lot of distance you'd be getting from the gas nozzle. It'd be like 29 feet out
I've
of
never shot. I've never shot gas out of a nozzle, but I don't imagine it goes that far.
I can't
far.
Imagine.
No, probably not. Anyway, yeah, New Jersey did ban self-serve in 1949 as a safety measure, like you said.
49.
Yes.
It really, it wasn't a safety measure. It was really to benefit the gas jockeys union. I think they actually had a union of gas jockeys, and they probably still do. And I'm sure they're going to lobby against this pretty hard.
Here's the argument against it. The head of the state Assembly's Transportation Committee said lifting the ban on self-serve would inconvenience senior citizens. So it would make senior citizens would have to get out of their cars. Now, they're not requiring self-service at every gas station. They're just allowing it. Some gas stations would probably still choose to have full service for...
Sure. If there's a lot of old people around.
We live in a town where there's a lot of old people around, and there aren't very many full-service pumps.
Clearly, it's not in demand. If enough old people were demanding it, somebody would start it up.
I'm just making it clear that isn't going to happen. And old people are staggering out of their Lincolns here in sunny Florida, and they're pumping their own damn gas.
Exactly. Well, you know why it wouldn't happen? Because old people are in a lot of cases, wisely so, I think, frugal. I mean, they're not going to want to pay the gas jockey the extra money if they don't have to.
And his other argument is that it could boost insurance prices for the gas stations. So, we have to protect their insurance rates. The insurance company's going to raise the prices on them because they've got untrained people handling the gas nozzles.
Yes.
Only certified gas nozzle technicians.
What about all the people that travel from New Jersey to Philadelphia or New Jersey to Pennsylvania or New Jersey to New York and say, you know, I'd like to save a couple of cents on gas, so I'm going to go to the self-service station that's across the state line every day when I go. So I would think that they would be increasing revenues to gas stations by allowing them to compete.
They absolutely would. And they'd also be increasing revenues because the gas stations could fire some of those people they've got sitting around doing nothing but pumping gas all day. So they can cut some of the dead weight.
You know, I saw this guy at this New Jersey station that I was at, and you know, he basically told me he has to do it because he's trained. He didn't look like he was a college-educated man, let me tell you that.
Right.
You don't have to be college-educated to be trained to do a job. You know,
I understand that.
You probably couldn't work an industrial lathe, but you don't have to be college-educated in order to operate a lathe.
My point was that...
I'm not trying to compare a gas nozzle to a lathe, but...
Pumping gas is not something that you need much training to do.
Now, I had to go through official training to become a certified sandwich artist at one point in my life. And
what?
You didn't have to be college educated to become a certified sandwich artist either. And there really wasn't a whole lot of training involved, but there still was training.
Do you have a certificate for that?
No.
You got to put the meat down first.
I was allowed to wear a shirt that said sandwich artist on it.
Oh, so you didn't get a certificate, you just got a shirt?
I got to wear a uniform when I went to work. Everybody who worked there had to, you know, pass the little sandwich artist test.
Did you not get the shirt until you passed the test?
Well, you didn't get to keep working there. So I didn't have my uniform until after I passed the test. No, because I took the test in the first, 2 days that I worked there. So
how long did you work there for?
All together over a couple of different stints, about a year.
Not bad.
Yeah, as a sandwich artist.
What did you like the best about being a sandwich artist?
Really being able to express my creativity. it truly is an art. It really is.
Yeah.
To follow the formula exactly. It's a real art form.
So what is it? Meat down first, toppings on top, and then cheese?
So what do you want?
How does it go? Give me the secrets.
I can't, man. Trade secrets. All of a sudden, then you're going to go to Blimpy, and they're going to have the same thing.
Did you sign an agreement saying you wouldn't give up their information?
No, but I like to protect the interests of people who have done me right.
800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, we'll tell you what happens when you outlaw sex toys. It's happened in India, and we'll explain. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com.
That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And by the way, it is the first day of May right now, which means it is voting
May
time.
Oh, May Day. Did anybody leave you a May Day basket?
No. Did you dance around the Maypole?
No. No. Did you shout May Day?
Jack Green come stealing across the lawn?
Don't talk about Jack and a pole on May Day. That's terrible.
I should stop laughing.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. So vote for us. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's the first day of the month, which means that the voting totals have reset, and therefore we need your votes yet again. So if you voted for us in April, now you can go and vote for us once again by going to vote.freetalklive.com. It's simple. All you need to do is punch in your email address. The system will send you a confirmation. It takes the whole thing, maybe takes less than a minute. And the results are fantastic, because when you go vote for Free Talk Live, it helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. Now, right now, we're not in the top 10. Reason why is because I forgot what day it was earlier. And I forgot to send out my voting notices earlier today. So I've just started doing that. So now it's official. We do need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and tell your friends. Okay, tell 2, 3, 4 friends and ask them to do the same thing at vote.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we're not in the top 10.
It makes a big difference. We'll catch up. We'll get there, man. We need it. We're going to need like another 1,000 votes this month. We made it to, I think, the latter portion of the 800s last month, which was good enough to keep us at number 2 all month long. We can do better.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to do better so that you can play your air check.
I'm going to reduce the amount of votes required, because 1,500 was too high of a total, I think. If we can make 1,250 votes this month, I will release my very first air check that I ever, the first time that I was on the air as a 17-year-old on a rock station in the overnight show.
You're like a dropout prevention program. You keep making it easier and easier every time until they finally get what it was they were going for.
Well, 1250 should get us first place, so I think that's a nice little midpoint between 1,000 votes and 1,500. Anyway.
And what's 1,000 votes have to do with anything?
1,000 votes should have gotten us first place. I didn't check at the very last moment of the month, but I think the former number one show didn't quite make 1,000 votes, so if we make 1,000, we'll pretty much be.
You know, making number one is good, but I don't care where we end up as long as we end up ahead of the financial aid podcast. Student financial aid.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds exciting.
We're number 19.
Okay, we'll get up there. All right, here we go. News out of India. A huge gang selling blue film CDs, porn magazines, naked pictures, and sex gadgets has been busted in Lucknow. Following grilling by Ravi Prakash Moraya, so-and-so, more sex material was seized in 2 locations, and 3 more people have been arrested. While 50 blue film CDs have been seized in Varanasi, more than 60 have been found in Kanpur. To the amazement of the state police, the arrested persons have confirmed that their large clientele was this amazed the state police now, was not just restricted to roadside Romeos or riffraffs, but even some known politicians, bureaucrats, and the elite class. This shocked the police in India. Can you imagine that the elite is looking at pornography? Politicians would sully themselves by downloading porn or possibly purchasing a sex toy? These people are inhumane. They're outraged by this.
I suppose everybody might need a marathoid now and then.
According, not in India, they're outlawed, man, which not allowed to have them.
And some people need speech aids, man, which.
Yeah. The superintendent of police says the gang was a bulk supplier of sex material to several other cities, too. Apparently, they got a tip off by a college girl. They then raided the houses of these guys. And the accused allegedly admitted their counterparts used to supply artificial male organs, vibrators, and dolls. However, the police is not sure as to whether it's actually a crime to sell artificial gadgets or not. According to legal experts, it's not a crime to sell sex accessories that could be legitimately used by single men and women in heat to satisfy a sexual urge.
Single men and women in heat.
I don't know what they're saying there.
That's amazing.
What?
I've never heard that term, like, actually used.
Humans being in heat?
To describe a person. I've heard somebody describe themselves when they're in a particular bout of sexual desire as being in heat. But to actually have that be in a newspaper article, that's amazing.
Well, this is from the Hindustan Times, .com.
Hindustan.
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 Advocates say that during British era, these toys were sold at shops, and the purchasers were mainly army men or their wives. So apparently, it's somewhat against the law in India to actually sell these products on the marketplace. So, of course, what happens? Well, what happens with every product that we prohibit? It goes to the black market.
Right.
I just like the fact that the cause of this problem stems from British army men in heat.
Yeah. In Hindustan. Hindustan.
So there you go. So it's more just yet another example. We had Gene from the Prohibition Party on the show over the weekend, and we tried to explain to him that when you prohibit products, it just becomes something that the mafia handles at that point. It becomes something the underground takes over, and here's yet another example of it. Even sex toys will be sold on the black market at inflated rates, and then the guys that are selling them will get busted and thrown in jail, and we'll all be paying for it.
Now, does the Prohibition Party actually think that if they ban things that they'll really go away?
I think that's what they think, yes. They believe. Well, he seemed to think that he had a bunch of statistics that backed up that Prohibition was the best time in America's history. He claimed that there was no cirrhosis of the liver cut in half, and violent crime was down, and he made all kinds of just absolutely absurd
things. As though cirrhosis is wiping out the nation. You know, I don't think it's even on the top 10 list.
Cirrhosis epidemic!
And I don't care if people kill themselves by drinking themselves to death.
Let them.
Exactly. So here you go. I just wanted to bring this out because it's a perfect example of prohibition at work. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Torgo.
Yes, sir.
I've got a very serious question here for you.
I'm in a very serious mood tonight.
Were you a licensed sandwich artist?
I was not a licensed sandwich artist, but luckily I was working in an unregulated industry.
Oh.
Yeah, there's not an actual sandwich art bureau, as far as I'm aware.
I was about to call down to the Florida Sandwich Artist Association for fortune, but since there is no such thing, I'm kind of at a loss.
There should be.
The SAA, or as we like to call it, the SA.
We need to protect buyers from unlicensed sandwich artists.
All right, and I think you need to contact your local congressman. Well, get that worked out.
I'm not calling Catherine Harris, and you can't make me.
I had the same experience Ian had while I was in New Jersey, and I had the audacity to be getting out of my car to go fill up my tank, and I thought I was being assaulted by the two guys who are at the station, hands or whatever you call them. And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They're like yelling at me across the way. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? I was about to be attacked. I'm like, you can't do that.
They've got self-serve enforcers there with blackjacks just to wrap you on the back of the head and
that
throw you back
like
in your car.
And they were running across the parking lot at me.
Wow.
I'm like, what's going on here? You know, am I shooting somebody? I didn't know about it. You know, it's
you were shooting gas out
sir,
of the gas
sir,
can.
Are you qualified to operate that gas nozzle?
I didn't have a license.
Exactly.
But I was going to, there was a story I was going to tell about.
Is it a good story?
Yes, it is a good story.
All right. What's it about?
It's about some homeless family getting driven out of town by the local government.
All right. Man, which hates homeless people. We'll talk about that. Hang on a second, Matthew. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves, and yes, you can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And again, 1-800-259-9231. By the way, Manwich, give us a voting update here. We plugged the vote just a moment ago. And what happened in the last 10 minutes?
Well, we shot up from number 19 to number 8.
Not too shabby, guys. We definitely appreciate you going to vote. If you've yet to do it, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Remember, it's the first day of the month. That means the whole voting thing is reset. So now's the time for you to go back to vote.freetalklive.com and tell some friends. Well, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Matthew yet again in Massachusetts. You had a story for us, Matthew.
Yes, I did.
All right, do tell.
There's this family that for a while lived in this bus, and they drove around. I'm not sure what their. I think what they did was they were kind of a some kind of a religious family, but they're homeless and they go around and drive around the bus in this bus and they go and help other homeless people out. And now they were kicked out of their bus by the town, and so now they're living in a car. And there's like five of them and they're living in this car. In this town, and the police have tried to come and so according to the article, said serve a warrant. Didn't say what the warrant was for. Just said serve a warrant.
Whoa! You all right?
Yeah.
Sounds like you got electrocuted.
Just serve a warrant.
But anyway, the cops, they tried to serve this warrant and tried to get one of the family members and. It sounded like something straight out of some kind of a cops episode or action flick. They used the family members used mace the cops and threw glass at them and all kind of. It sounded really wild, and apparently the town has been trying to change their laws purposely to keep these people, to try to get them to leave the town.
I see.
Yeah. It would only be like an episode of Cops if the cop came up to one of the homeless people and told him he was under arrest, and the drunken homeless man was like, "No, you're under arrest." That's when you know it's really going to be a good show.
Yeah.
And so this town has been trying to is purposely changing all these certain laws about parking cars.
Right, because that's the trick. I mean, when you're living in your car, you actually have to figure out where to sleep every night, right? Because you can't park in the same parking lot over and over again, or the odds are somebody's going to spot you and come up to your car in the middle of the night, and who knows what will happen then.
Yeah, and also just learned that there's this group that wants to make the tobacco companies, force the tobacco companies to sell only burnless cigarettes.
What?
Apparently there's cigarettes out there I'm not sure what they're like smokeless or they're burnless or something, and
what?
They want to force the tobacco industries to
I don't understand. I mean, burnless?
Yeah, they only burn for a very short period of time.
And then they smolder?
Then they go out immediately or something.
Well, my former mother-in-law used to try and all kinds of different methods to quit smoking.
Yeah.
And she saw these cigarettes that were kind of the same. They were almost called smokeless cigarettes. They released such a small amount of smoke that they almost really couldn't be considered to release anything at all. So it was just she got to continue the action of lighting and dragging on a cigarette.
Really?
With hardly any smoke going into her lungs. But they were like $25 a pack or something ridiculous.
Well, apparently this group wants to enact legislation to force only
nationwide.
No, in the state of Mass.
Oh,
yeah, in the state of Mass for only sell these type of cigarettes that go out immediately.
They're going to have some serious opposition from Philip Morris on that one.
Yeah,
and I would think the convenience stores would be a little angry about that as well.
Imagine the prices are going to go sky high. It's going to be crazy.
Yep. That just means that people will be bringing them in from other states. Thanks for the call, Matthew.
All right, have
appreciate
a good
hearing from you. 800-259-9231. At least that's what's happened in New York City, where the cigarette tax has just gone absolutely insane. I think they've got the highest cigarette tax in the nation. And as a result, you've just simply got, the mafia again, bringing in 18-wheelers full of cigarettes and distributing them to street dealers, essentially.
Well, packs of cigarettes there are like $7.
More, if not. I think that's a cheap pack.
And many people, most people I would imagine, but we've seen news stories of many people who are buying their cigarettes online and having them shipped in.
Right.
So the cops are cracking down on online purchases of tobacco.
That's right.
I don't know how it is that they're finding out this information, but they've got to protect their taxes.
As I understand it, they when we reported on it, at least, they had sent some sort of a subpoena to a company that had gone out of business. There was a cigarette online company that had gone out of business. New York City sent them a subpoena saying, "We want your records because we want to find out who you sold to in New York City." And so they came back and, like any good little company, gave the government exactly what they were looking for, and so therefore the government sent notices to about 200 cigarette smokers in the city that they owed back taxes.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, and people don't think about it, that that's going to happen when they say, sure, let's vote for a tax increase on cigarettes.
But that sets a precedent for New York City to subpoena people like Amazon or other online retailers and tell these people that they owe back sales taxes on these particular purchases. Because just like those transactions were being done with a company that's outside of the taxable jurisdiction of New York, they can't charge sales tax. How are they able to charge tobacco taxes on the same type of a transaction?
You know, what it probably is just them threatening people and hoping they'll get something out of it. I mean, how many of those 200 cigarette smokers are going to take the time to fight the threat that they receive from the city? Probably none of them.
Yeah, probably not.
So they're just pushing people around, as usual.
I wouldn't send them a check.
1-800-259-9231. Well, the bomb squad has been called out. Apparently someone placed a bomb, allegedly, in a newspaper rack. We'll give you the story coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We're in fifth place.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here at Free Talk Live, well, you can support our show by shopping with us. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and that will take you to the world's largest internet retailer. And they literally do sell virtually everything. I mean, everything from sporting goods to baby clothes to furniture to electronics, DVDs, and more. You can buy them all through our website by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you make your purchase, we get a percentage. Why? Well, because we essentially sent Amazon the business, and they're showing their appreciation by sending us a percentage. So you get your shopping done, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time. Two birds with one stone. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so here is the news today. Apparently, the bomb squad was busy keeping us safe out there in Santa Clarita, California, according to the AP.
Terrorist attack?
Well, it could have been. Apparently, a newspaper promotion for Tom Cruise's upcoming Mission Impossible 3 got off to an explosive start when the county arson squad blew up a news rack. Why? Well, they thought the news rack contained a bomb.
Well, one would hope.
Right.
Why did they think it contained a bomb? Well, apparently customers were getting freaked out because there was a digital music device which was designed to play the Mission Impossible theme song. Dun, 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 you know that song.
Yep.
And when the door was opened. So when a client would come to purchase the newspaper, they would open the newspaper door, the theme song would start to play, and they'd get freaked out, apparently. And in some cases, they got extra scared because plastic red boxes with protruding wires were jarred loose and then dropped onto the stack of newspapers inside.
Wait, what's this now?
Apparently, the news, the whatever it was that was playing the music was in a plastic red
box.
Was
getting knocked loose. Okay.
Yes. So I presume it was attached to the top of the, the underside top of the newspaper holding area.
I see.
Getting jarred loose and had fallen onto the top of the newspapers.
Well, I could understand, you open the thing and it starts playing, Mission Impossible music, and then what looks like a bomb just falls off the top of the newspaper. I can understand a customer getting freaked out. But the bomb squad or the arson squad or whatever decided they needed to blow up the newspaper box. I love the fact that every time there's a possible threat of something, it gets blown up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just, we think there might be a bomb in this bag. Well, let's blow it up. Well, what if it's a very, very powerful explosive? All you're going to do is just trigger it.
And ignite it, yeah. I don't understand that myself.
Or what if it's anthrax? Well, you blow it up. Blow up the anthrax.
Apparently, the sheriff's officials were called by someone who was concerned and thought he'd seen a bomb. So they came there and made the news rack safe. Apparently, these devices were placed in 4,500 randomly selected news boxes in L.A. and Ventura counties with Paramount Pictures designed. Get this. It was designed to turn the everyday news rack experience into an extraordinary mission. Apparently, the L.A. County Sheriff's Department arson squad then destroyed the box. You would think that you could call the newspaper company, if it's whatever the L.A. Times or whoever's box they were in, and say, hey, is there something going on with your boxes today? And they would say, oh, yeah, it's a Mission Impossible 3 promotion, instead of calling out the bomb squad and doing what they did.
Well, if I open the newspaper box and what I think is a bomb falls out, I'm not going to call the paper and be like, hey, I think you got a bomb over here. I'd probably call the police.
Well, the police could call.
The police could call. And in a lot of cases, newspaper boxes are on somebody's property that's getting some sort of rent from the newspaper company, and they could find out that way. Anyway, don't want to take any cautious steps. Just jump right to blowing it up. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.